Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for September 26, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is a podcast that makes fun of the local news. You do not have to. What a beautiful day today in Chicago. I am ill-prepared to make fun of the news today, and I actually have an announcement to make, and I thought I would make it right here. We are going on hiatus. Holla! Yep. We are... Just to give you background on it, we started this podcast... Boy, March, April? April, somewhere in there? Right when the White Sox season started. And a lot of that is, if you're not familiar, I do a talk show at WGN Radio at night called Extension 720. I'm really proud of it. Pete and I do a lot of work for it. But we didn't have a lot of them this summer because the White Sox play all season. Well, if you're not a baseball fan, you should know that Sunday is the final day for Chicago baseball. The White Sox season ends. And on Monday, yes, Extension 720 is back. And in rare form, ready to go live and in charge, 7 to 10 on WGN Radio. So I won't have time to do this podcast anymore, which is a bummer for now. But that doesn't mean that we won't bring it back in some form or possibly find time as we start to sort of get better balance on what we're doing with the show. So listen to us on WGN Radio, 720 AM or WGNRadio.com. Extension 720 every single night. We'll be doing a lot of the Lower Wacker Live kind of stuff on that show. Does that make sense? I think it makes sense. It was a good run. I was able to do my best newspaper interpretation. Like, I feel like we would do hard stuff, soft stuff, little weather, sports, and then throw it out in the trash when you get off the train at your stop. That was the idea of Lower Wacker Live, and I think we did a good job of it. So we'll have all this stuff on Extension 720, which will air on our radio station. Thanks to Pete Zimmerman, of course, who is my partner in crime. Also to Wes Restless, who is a musician. I think we had a grandiose idea for this podcast that we would do different beats. Producers could send stuff in and be like, yeah, like, and I just figured, you know, because it was a podcast and it was wildly popular, that all of the producers in town, every one of the doctors in their bedroom studio would be, you know, their little chemists making beats, and they'd be like, yeah, I'll give this one to Lower Wacker Live. I'll give this one to Big Sean, and I'll give this one to Lower Wacker Live. That never happened. But I think Wes, because we use like the same beats over and over and over, because he gave me a bunch. He's a great musician. You should check him out. Also, thanks to Todd Manley for giving us a chance to do this, which is great. And also, you know, the concept of this was started as a video podcast. This was sort of, we were going to do Talk Soup for Chicago, and we had done with Mike Poe, who's the videographer, the video guy here at WGN. We were going to do green screen. We had a green screen the whole bit. We were had goofy actors coming in and out of scene and to do this. And we realized when we did the first one, we're like, yes, this is going to be great. And then 4 weeks later, when it was produced, we're like, this might not be as efficient as we thought it would be for video, for a daily podcast, right? We're thinking it'd be so easy, and then we realized that it wasn't. So we just went to what we knew, which was doing a podcast and audio, because Pete and I can jump in a studio and be able to do this. So yeah, so that was the origin. So we might still attempt that at some point once we figure out if that's even doable in any form. A lot of J.B. Pritzker jokes, I remember that, at the beginning for the election. Then he got elected, and we were still waiting for the production to be done on it. So it was like, if they didn't make any sense anymore, like, it's like J.B. Pritzker is looking, he's not looking so good in the polls, to now he's governor, something like that. This is something like that. Good stuff, though. You know what? It's perfect because it coincides. Like, it's a perfect podcast for the White Sox season. Looking forward to next season. I think the White Sox are going to be damn good if they go out and get some help. The same, I can't say the same for the Cubs. I don't know what's happening there. But they got to sign everybody, so it's going to be fun to watch them. Watch Theo and company sweat a little bit when they have to start spending money on every single player that showed kind of their true colors this year. And, of course, hopefully we'll bring some Lower Wacker Lives back when the Bears make the playoffs or go 8-8. Because that's what that would be an acceptable season. We'd feel pretty good if we're 8-8 at this point. All right, so that's all I got. Thank you so much for listening to this each and every day. Like I said, it'll be a hiatus, but If you're still looking for a Justin Fix, Extension 720 starts on Monday. It's going to be awesome. We got great guests lined up, including Jeannie Gaffigan. She's one of my first guests. Jim Gaffigan's wife. She wrote a book about how she got diagnosed with a brain tumor and was given 2 days to live. And she talks about that experience with me on Extension 720 coming up. So all that and the new Extension 720 starts on Monday. So thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time.